in every nook and cranny here in the great United States. Happy to be with you on this little old show called America Tonight. Coming up, we have our big giveaway for everybody who qualified in our last hour. It's a Cobra S2 driver. All the names have been put into a drum, and momentarily we're getting ready to do that. Quickly, I will tell you, coming up, we're going to talk about these crazy sex trafficking charges in the Gambino case. You think of the Gambino crime family, and trust me, they still have muscle. It's just a little bit different this time around. Even in some cases, they're taking protection money and bashing people with baseball bats. But this one takes the cake. Times are changing, and so is the way they do business. But this is a very, very big crackdown, so I'll jump to that. Airline policies say to avoid volcanic ash. There's been a backlash over, was this something that was intentional? Were the airlines trying to keep people in a chaotic state and grounded wherever they were in Europe, or even in the United States trying to get to Europe, like people that were flying out of JFK and some other spots? And the answer is no, according to their own policies, and the fact that the ash is like glass and could cut through the plane and could also certainly get all over the windows enough that you wouldn't be able to see what was in front of you, and could lead to some, certainly some crashes, and that's why the planes were grounded. But it has cost the airlines $20 million a day, and it's cost other people in different industries, because they're waiting for shipments to get there that haven't gotten there, and it's been, you know, almost a week. So this volcano is wreaking havoc in a much different way. In the meantime, the Supreme Court justices, with a big ruling, they reject the ban on animal cruelty videos. I'll explain. This is that whole freedom of speech thing. But right from the get-go, let's give away our prize. Can I have a drum roll, please? Is there any drum in the house?
If you would have given me, like, two more seconds. You never time me right on this.
I know. It's just... poor Matt. He's been painting houses. He has 15 careers. Everybody needs 15 careers when you're in radio. So he's been painting houses and doing whatever he can to make ends meet, because he's got that Mercedes that he has to pay off. So so anyway, he's going through the prize closet and trying to come up with the drum, and we're going to have a drum roll for you in just a second. I am beyond excited about this, because we have a whole bunch of prizes, frankly, that we're going to start giving away, and this is just the tip of the iceberg. We got lucky working with a big group out of L.A., and they came up with the Faraday idea and the books and whatnot, and then Callaway graciously with the S2 Cobra driver.
All right, are you ready to announce the prize here?
Yes, we have a drum roll. All right, right now we are dipping our hand, I'm dipping my hand, into the magic hat and pulling out the winner of the S2 Callaway driver. It is Steve in Kentucky. Wow. How about some applause? It sounds like we're on the battlefield and we're marching. Steve, that's huge. He was our second caller. He was in after Edna. So he wins the driver. We'll get that shipped out to you, Steve, and that's a good thing. And please tell me you golf. I don't remember if I asked him if he was a golfer. If you're not, pass it on to somebody else, somebody who really, really likes the game. Because
someone whose name begins with an M and ends with an ATT.
Yeah, if you can give it up to Matt. If you don't want it, Steve, call in and tell Matt he can have the driver, because he wasn't eligible, and he would be psyched if it was re-gifted to him. Yeah, I would be psyched. I mean, it is a sweet, sweet, sweet piece of equipment. So good for you. That's an awesome thing, I'm telling you. Awesome. Congratulations from all of us at America Tonight. And thanks to everybody who called in. Everybody, by the way, was so good. Of the 9 callers, everybody at least got one question. meaning they all get books. Woo, love it. Let's go to Al, who's listening to us in Canada. Hello, Al.
Hi, Kate. You know, I think Tiger Woods' future ex-wife was a contestant for your golf club there. She goes to a lot of golf clubs. From what I heard. Hey, and is it true that she's suing Tiger Woods for divorce?
Oh, yeah, that's been going on for a long time, but now it's really happening, yes.
So it's definite now.
Yeah.
Yeah, and also, you know the guy who made Avatar, he's a Canadian, the guy who made Titanic and Avatar.
James Cameron, yeah.
Yeah, right. He come out now running down oil sands, heavy oil, you know, up in Alberta.
Yes, yeah.
I think is there any heavy oil in the United States?
Not like what they have in Alberta. I hear they're
like,
making money hand over fist.
Some people call it tar sands and that.
No, yeah.
Why would a guy who made Avatar be opposed to the tar sands in the first place? And his last name is Cameron. So I don't know if you've ever been to Alberta, but the city where all of these oil sands is called Fort McMurray,
mm-hmm.
Alberta.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy's name is Cameron, so a guy named Cameron shouldn't be opposed to Fort McMurray. And where on earth does Mr. Cameron figure that there wouldn't be any motion picture industry without fossil fuels? What on earth does he think electromagnetic tape is made out of? Electric magnetic tape that they make films out of, motion pictures out of, is made from fossil fuels, right?
Oh, absolutely.
It's plastic. Where mm-hmm. on earth, you know, he's saying that the heavy oil is a blight against it's a crime against humanity. The Canadian Prime Minister Harper should be thrown in jail almost. It's ridiculous. It's so hypocritical. The motion picture industry goes through millions of barrels of fossil fuel every year to make their movies, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely. And you're right. That is hypocritical. I didn't think of it that way. And boy, people are making a good living off of what's happening up there. And I don't. A lot of people have access, and I don't understand where that was coming from, I guess, but it was an easy target.
You know, and also, you know, Kate, in addition to politics and economics and history and all that complicated, important stuff, you know a lot about sports, don't you?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Yeah, and have you been following the Stanley Cup a little bit?
Oh, of course I've been following the Stanley Cup. I'm all about the Philadelphia Flyers.
If some brainiac scientist could clone 5 Wayne Gretzky's in his peak year when he was 23, well, the year he scored 98 goals or whatever the heck it was,
mm-hmm.
when he was 23, 24, and this brainiac scientist could clone 5 Bobby Orrs. You know Bobby Orr from the Boston Bruins?
Right, I know who he is,
Could clone 5 Bobby Orrs in his best year. I think 1 year Bobby Orr scored 50 or 60 goals, which ain't too shabby for a defenseman. If some brainiac scientist could clone 5 Bobby Orrs and 5 Wayne Gretzky's in their peak year and their best year, and clone 2 of the clone 2 copies of the very best goalie, probably some French Canadian guy, the goaltender, so all the parameters were identical, and they went on a 20-minute scrimmage, who do you think would win, the 5 Bobby Orrs or the 5 Wayne Gretzky's? I'm putting my money on Bobby Orr.
I'm putting my money on Bobby Orr because it's funny you say that about goaltenders. My uncle was a goaltender.
I think stuff where you said all about the things.
Exactly. I think that it would be Bobby Orr. My uncle was a goaltender for the Flyers when they won the Stanley Cup in those back-to-back years. And he said the toughest guy he ever faced was Bobby Orr. But that, you know, that's a toss-up. That's a wild sports question. Gretzky back in the day or Bobby Orr? I think a lot of people would actually go with Gretzky. Stay with us.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. April 20th, 2010. Gold opened this morning at 1142.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 1173.20, 586.60 for the half ounce, or 293.30 for a quarter ounce. That's 1173.20, 586.60, and 293.30.
Making the right decision is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or worse, depression? Many investors are turning to gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. Discussing costs, benefits, risks, the book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold can be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, this book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Utopiasilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see. I'm just a poor boy, I need no sympathy.
Easy come, easy go, little high, little low.
Anyway the wind blows, doesn't really matter. Killed a man, I put a gun against his head, pulled my trigger, now he's dead. Mama, life had just begun, but now I'm gonna throw it all away. Mama, it's me to make you cry, if I'm not back again to sun tomorrow, carry on, carry on. Nothing really matters.
All right, congratulations to everybody who's already in. Call in now for a chance to win a copy of The Power of Positive Idiocy by David Faraday, the notorious ex-pro and golf commentator at CBS Sports. The Power of Positive Idiocy, a hilarious and totally uncensored new collection of rants, sure to put a smile on the grouchiest guy in your family. In stores, April 6th. Grand prize winners also take home the new Cobra S2 driver featuring exclusive 9-point face technology and adjustable flight technology for maximum distance and superior accuracy. Check out the Cobra S2 driver and the complete line of high-performance clubs at CobraGolf.com. Ooh, love Cobra Golf. And look for the new Cobra TV commercials featuring David Faraday while you're there. Sweet. Do we have some applause from the studio? Oh, it's been a rough night. Yes. Rough on the clappers, but this is exciting stuff. David Faraday. Awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. All right. So again, a tip of the cap to all. We move to the top headers of the day. Some of them I've already mentioned, but let me run through a couple of things so that you got your water cooler buzz. You get your 5 cents worth or more. And the big story, of course, is the flights resuming. Scientists are saying the air travel could actually get worse. And now it's starting to get back to normal. But there was still this gridlock that was created by the ash plume from the Icelandic volcano that we cannot pronounce. Maybe you can pronounce it. But it's a bunch of letters twisted together, and I've heard 15 different versions of what it's supposed to sound like, and none of it really makes any sense because it's pronounced like the worst hockey player's name you could ever think of trying to pronounce forwards or backwards. So regardless, some of that ash is cleared up and the flights are going and the people who were stranded are starting to become unstuck. So that's good news for sure. This was big news. Dorothy Height, a pioneering voice of the civil rights movement, to be sure, whose activism started really from the New Deal to the election of Barack Obama, died on Tuesday. She was 98 years old. And people really held her up as somebody who was a diehard and not wavering, just trying to do everything she could to help the civil rights movement. So a long life and worthy of a woman who was a big credit to the way she tried to move mountains for sure. How about this? Police are searching for up to 10 suspects in an Arizona home invasion. What happened is they raided a barricaded house outside Phoenix. They had maybe, they're thinking up to 10 suspects, some who were armed, who broke in through a back door, tying up one of the people inside. I mean, big news because it was, you know, it was obviously scary and you had police cars all over the place. And the fact that anything with a home invasion, anybody who's ever been a victim of that, but when you're talking about 5 or 10 people in the house and sadly getting in through the back door, I mean, I don't know if the door was unlocked or what or how they got in. Too often, it's probably because we're also trusting you're letting out the dog or you're doing something. People leave open the doors, and sadly, that's somebody's been casing the house, and that's how they get in. And man, I hate to hear stories like that. I do, and I think in the 4.5 years since I've been doing this show, we've had some very sad endings to people who've been able to break in. And remember the anchor woman who was in Arkansas, and that's what happened there. She had a dog, and she left open the back door, and oh, terrible! Her mother found her, and she was beaten to a pulp, and later died. And they got that guy, and he's got the death penalty. I think that's a good thing. Rick is listening to us in Illinois. Hey, Rick.
Hello, Kate.
Hey, what's happening in your world?
Oh, I'm just saying, are you having that contest tonight?
I did the contest. You missed the contest.
Oh, you told me at 2 o'clock.
The third hour, we said.
Oh, anybody win?
So you can't win now. But we have other contests coming up. We have a whole bunch of contests that are coming up in the next couple of weeks, so you have a great chance to win some other prizes.
Ah.
Oh, you are too funny.
Yep.
It's a timing thing.
Yeah, I missed it by 1 hour.
You missed it, yeah.
Did anybody win?
Yes, we had Steve in Kentucky who won. He won the Cobra S2 driver. Yeah, that's exciting. It's and he got a book and there was 9 people because I had to go through the questions. They all got at least one question.
Yeah.
Right.
Same question or different questions?
No, different questions. We didn't ask the same question over and over again. No, we kind of switched them up a little bit. Rick, you're so funny. That would be good though, wouldn't it? See,
yeah.
You have the answer to that one. It's kind of like getting the answers to the test before you take the test when you're a kid. You couldn't be happier. Yeah.
Be all right.
That would be all right. That'd make it easy.
So, what's been going on in the world? I've been listening to news.
Oh, it's the balloon boy parents had to pay $36,000 in restitution. Yeah, for, you know, because they had everybody and their brother was chasing their little hoax down. So I think that's good because this guy was hoping to become Mr. Reality television show. And instead, now he's got to pay and they got to scrape together that money. And I think that's fair. And everybody was focused on that stupid balloon thinking the 6-year-old kid was inside and he wasn't anywhere near it. And they're worried that it's going to crash. So bravo that he gets slapped with a fine. That was a big deal. The ash cloud is lifting and finally the chaos in Europe is almost over, that gridlock. It's still going to take a while to clear it all up because they're so backed up, but at least people are up and on their way. The Gambino family has now been hit with sex trafficking charges, and it's interesting because this is a new twist for them. They've got prostitutes that they were splitting the cash with that are underage that they were driving to the delivery points, and I think they nailed them for that. When you think of the mob, you know, what you think of the card games and the other things, and they still do the card games, but this was a pretty big deal because of how many they were able to catch in the net. And it's one of the big-time bosses and 13 other people, so we'll see what happens. They have great lawyers, as you know, though, so they might get off of it. We'll see. Rick, thanks. We're almost up against it. You drive safely, my friend. The charges, by the way, in the Gambino thing were racketeering, murder, sex trafficking of a minor, jury tampering, you love that, extortion, assault, narcotics trafficking, wire fraud, loan sharking, illegal gambling, and, you know, they say the extortion people were beat up with baseball bats, and they were targeting businesses in the home, heating, oil industry, and financial services, as well as some other people in and around New York City. So they were trying to pull off the old deal of protection money, and they scared people to death. And the Gambinos, I thought, were trying to keep a much lower profile, but there's about 200 or so, they say, strong, and they're in different businesses. The prostitution thing, by the way, was an online deal. The online thing, they're really starting to find out where a lot of that is generating from. So I think that's how they were able to trace the deal with the Gambinos. Also, this was a strange story. You know, we were talking about the big giveaway. Do you hear the story about the whale they found that had the golf ball? They found the dead whale who had plastic and a golf ball, had all kinds of trash in his belly. They found the whale in Seattle, and it was just a bunch of garbage and sweatpants, even, like I said, the golf ball. Most of the stomach was algae, which is typical of what a whale would have. But the fact that he had more than 20 plastic bags, small towels, surgical gloves, all that kind of stuff. What are people doing dumping their crap in the water? And, well, obviously. So there isn't any evidence to say that the trash was responsible, but he was feeding in industrial waters. It would have to show that, and the debris and the contaminants couldn't have helped any, because gray whales pretty much are on the bottom and they suck in all that stuff. Stay with us. Much more coming down the pike here on ATN.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need need the magic yellow flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the magic yellow flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The magic yellow flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit magicyellowflyer.com. That's magicyellowflyer.com. Put the magic yellow flyer to work for you today. Visit magicyellowflyer.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Dress provocatively, cause these darn earthquakes. That's what it is. It's the broads that you have to blame for the earthquakes. At least that's what one Iranian hardline cleric has said. He was leading prayers the other day. His name is Kadighi, and he said, women and girls who don't dress appropriately spread promiscuity in society. When that happens, guess what? The earth is moved. I thought the earth moves in a different way. Anyway, he's saying it's earthquakes, baby, and he's serious about it. He did this last Friday while doing prayers in Tehran and said there's no other way than taking refuge in religion and adapting to Islamic behavior, and that women need to adapt more to that. And he, I mean, seriously, the guy has some juice. I think he's nut, but he has the ear of the people. He's a senior cleric. He was appointed last year by the supreme leader, Ayatollah Khamenei, as a substitute Friday prayer leader. And that's a pretty big spot. Khamenei is usually the guy who leads the prayers, and he's the guy who steps in. And Iran has a lot of earthquakes. They've had one. Remember in 2003, of course, in the ancient city of Bam, they had a devastating one that killed thousands of people. And he's not the only one to suggest that earthquakes can be linked to human behavior. we come back to one of our own, and we have Pat Robertson, remember? Back in January, he said that what happened in Haiti was because of a deal with the devil. And going all the way back to the 18th century, and that's the reason why the earth swallowed up a bunch of people and all the problems that they had had there. But come on, give me a break. I mean, the thing with Robertson is ridiculous. And the thing with, to suggest going back in history, and the thing with this Iranian cleric is outrageous, which proves once again why I would never be able to survive in that society, and especially because they would hunt me down anyway for all the things that I've said about Ahmadinejad, who, you know, just go by what he says. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's so stupid. It's what is the IQ of the people listening to this idiot in Iran? And you look at this, and you look at how seriously people take some of this stuff, and you wonder how they can survive and even thrive in that kind of a life. How women could want to live there, where they're getting criticized, it's their fault they're being promiscuous and blah blah blah, and that's the reason why we're having earthquakes. What troglodytes! I'm telling you, if I lived there, it'd be escape from Iran as soon as you can. All right, this is our daily salute. I'm going to say it right in the beginning because I was afraid I would forget to mention it. I did my little happy dance today when I happened to hear this story. You know the other nut? There's so many of them. But Richard Heaney, he was the father of Balloon Boy, that Balloon Boy hoax. Well, I love this. He has to pay $36,000 in restitution because of everybody who responded to the balloon being in the air. Remember, they even sent up F-16s, I think, or they were getting them ready to send them up. But you had sheriff's agencies in Larimer County. Just think of the places in Colorado. So the whole time that balloon was floating away and nobody was on it, and supposedly the six-year-old boy had floated away in it in this UFO-shaped helium balloon, and you had dozens of emergency responders. You had two National Guard helicopters out of Colorado also that were in the air following this balloon and this story. And it went 60 miles so far. The hoax was carried off so far that in Denver they were talking about not having planes take off, and then finally the story unraveled, but not for a while. The attorney for the Heaneys argued that they should pay only a small amount in compensation, but no way. I mean, the cops wanted the money. They wanted they wanted damages, basically, for all the time that they lost. And then there was a farmer who had his wheat crop destroyed where the balloon landed, and that hasn't even been thrown into this $36,000 deal. Remember, he was sentenced to 90 days in jail, and then his wife had to go to jail for 20 days because of a false report that she filed. So they did get their 15 minutes of fame, but I don't think that's what they were looking for. They were trying to get a reality show, and it kind of backfired on them. It's just so pathetic, isn't it? We got to trump something up, whatever we can, just so we can have the opportunity, the chance, to get some kind of contract for another reality show, since this couple had already been on Wife Swap, like, twice. Who goes on Wife Swap? That's the first question you have to ask yourself. So $36,000, I think they're, and that doesn't include the farmer's deal. I think that's actually getting off pretty cheap. If I were them, I would just take it and move on. They just had to make payments because they didn't get the show they thought they were going to get. And who knows? I bet you there will be some kind of a book released because of what happened. Or who knows? A Lifetime television movie. But the Heaneys are going to get something more out of this. Maybe not right now, but trust me, down the line somewhere, once they get out of this whole thing, and she's out of prison, which she might already be out. I think she did her 20 days already. And as they move forward, that's probably what's going to happen. And shame on any of you. If they come up with a book and you buy that book, forget it. Don't call this show. I mean, that's ridiculous. That whole hoax thing was just so pathetic. Wasn't it brutal, Matt? I mean, this guy is so, what an awful father. What kind of example is he trying to set for his kids? and telling them to lie, too. That was the other part of it, you know, trying to do the cover-up thing. So he, besides what he did himself, the fact that he reeled his kids into the whole thing, yeah, that's bad. All right, as we're kind of zipping along here, this is something else that we've talked about probably ad nauseum at points in the 4.5 years that I've done America Tonight. We've had police officers on. We've had some at the state and local level in California to talk about legalizing marijuana. So there is a new poll out. Oh, we love these surveys, don't we? And this one is CNBC and AP. They put it together. Most Americans apparently don't like the idea of ganja becoming legalized, but more minorities think that pot has medical benefits, and they're seeing that, so that the government should kind of swing open the gates for that, for the medical marijuana, which in some places that has happened. The idea is, if marijuana is decriminalized, would that lead to, is it a gateway drug, does that lead to more people trying harder things like heroin or cocaine? There was kind of a split on whether the government spends too much or just the right amount enforcing any of the marijuana laws, and almost no one thinks too little is spent. That makes sense. South Dakota is going to vote this fall on whether to allow medical uses. California and 13 other states already do it, and California is voting on the legalization of marijuana. Can you imagine? I said this before. There will be lots of talk about this, but better chance of gay marriage across the board than marijuana being legalized completely in this country. I don't think so. Sam in Montreal. Hello, Sam. You have your own marijuana problems.
No, well, not really.
I mean, in Canada they do, yeah. They've been cracking down, but they didn't used to crack down on it as much.
Right.
That's where people would go, because if they could get across the border, it was a little easier to get away with growing it and selling it. But not now. Now there's a bigger crackdown.
Sure, they are, like every once in a while, I'll hear like the provincial police or the RCMP will bust like a marijuana growing operation. Or sometimes, I recently heard someone a fire in someone's house. Fire department came and there was an odious smell. They recognized it right away. It was pot. So the police were called in, and of course the person living there going, "Hey man, I didn't know it was there." Yeah, right. Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sure.
So, well, they want to decriminalize if you're carrying like minute amounts of pot. That's
right.
At least that's what they're talking about. Of course, what they talk about, what they do. Of course, Harper's in enough trouble as it is. He's got more, with all the respect to the people who smoke pot, that he's got more important things to worry about than the legalization of pot.
Yeah, I agree. Mm-hmm.
You know? Well, I tried it once, and I was sick like a dog. And you know what? I will never, I've never tried it since.
Yeah, the problem with pot is, I know people who completely are against it, hate the whole thing, and I know people
right.
that smoke pot,
right.
and they think, oh, it helps me creatively and whatever. I say that it would be too controlling. It would be too, because then you're out, like you said, you got right. sick, so then you can't focus on what you're doing. But other people say that's not true.
Okay, well, to each their own,
Yeah, exactly.
That's all I have to say. Oh, today was the Israel, Israel Day, rally for Israel today.
Yes.
And, Julie and I went down, and there were, really some ultra-Orthodox Hasidim, they don't believe in Israel until, Messiah.
All right.
Some of them have been known to frequent massage parlors, and I went, hey, didn't I see you in a massage parlor last week? His face turned as red as a cherry.
That was nice to greet him with that. All right, Sam, thanks. You have a good one. Coming up on the flip side, we have some odds and ends that you're going to really love, including sex trafficking charges in the Gambino case.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit FreeToProsper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit freetoprosper.com today.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Now folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Come away with me in the night.
On America Tonight, we talk about this all the time. We've talked to soldiers who are currently serving. We've talked to people who have served in a couple of different war fronts. And we've certainly talked a lot about the rules of engagement, especially now and how tough it's been in Afghanistan for the soldiers who are on the front lines combing through the villages, who are basically having their hands tied behind their back. The concern, as we know, with General McChrystal and the whole let's embrace the people and, you know, go from there, work through the villages, gain their trust. So we want as few civilian casualties as possible. And then every time there are civilian casualties, it's like all hell breaks loose. And how many times have we said here on America Tonight, how many of you have called that say, you know, this is war. This is what war's about. And for some reason, that doesn't translate, I think, to the American people. I don't know why there is a lack of understanding. Well, WikiLeaks released a classified military video that showed some U.S. soldiers killing about a dozen civilians, if you remember, in the Iraqi suburbs of the new Baghdad. And there was also two Reuters news staff members there, too. Josh Stieber joins us now. He's a former soldier of that very company that was shown in the video. If you remember that, I remember talking about that. And, Josh, thanks so much for joining us here on the show. We appreciate it.
Sure. Thanks for having me on.
Well, when the WikiLeaks came out, and then there was a lot of reaction to that, was your phone ringing off the hook? Because I know you live in D.C. and you're blogging now and stuff and talking about experiences. What was the initial reaction that you felt from people when that came out?
Well, my initial reaction was to try to write about it and try to provide a little bit of context and use all the publicity and the dialogue that was coming from the video to hopefully have a constructive conversation about some of the issues that it brought up. So I initially wrote on my blog about it, and yeah, pretty soon started to receive a lot of interest and do a lot of interviews about it.
Yeah, you say killing was simply following military protocol. Explain that.
Well, I guess one of the thoughts that I had after watching that video was that from my time in Iraq, and again, I was in the company that's shown on the ground in that video, and so from my experiences there, what was shown in the video is one of the less shocking events that I witnessed there. So what I meant by that quote was just combined with the mindset that we had when we were there, and with the different situations that happened, and then with the training that we had been through, the response of the helicopter pilots in this particular instance and other people in other instances, we were trained to pretty much shoot first and ask questions later. So those were the rules. And, you know, I think the Secretary of Defense coming out and saying that what was shown in the video was not wrong, and that there was no wrongdoing shown in the video says a lot about the official position on it. I would have a disagreement on a number of different things with that, but as far as militarily speaking, somebody that high up, somebody like the Secretary of Defense, saying that behavior and those actions are not an example of wrongdoing, I think shows a lot.
Yeah, what would your disagreements be? And your training, like you just said, shoot first, ask questions later, especially in that particular instance. So what would be your disagreements with what was said and the reaction from the military afterwards?
I guess on several levels. One, is that I guess a large part of the conversation has been the dialogue that the pilots were having in the helicopter that can be heard on the video. And kind of one of the problems that I've had with the military is that I think that, you know, there are a lot of very well-intentioned people in it, but the training that we're put through is very dehumanizing, and you really stop thinking about the other population in terms of humanity, and it becomes viewed in very dehumanized terms. And so that played out in just one example, or one way I'll focus on is logically, in the very nature of these wars, is that if you look at the video, and even if the video can be justified in terms militarily speaking, I think logically, you know, we can ask the question that even if this is justified in terms of self-defense or whatever, is this really even going to accomplish the goals that we want to accomplish? Or if we're over there saying that we're winning freedom and democracy and changing hearts and minds, you see a video like that, and again, you can say it's justified in terms of self-defense, but you have to ask what would the local population who were trying to show what freedom and democracy looks like, are they going to interpret these actions as that? And I've gotten to know a guy who is actually a graduate of West Point, and he talks about the training that he went through there, very different from the training I went through as an enlisted soldier, and they were taught to avoid civilian casualties at all costs just because of the, among other things, the public relations nightmare that it can become.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's the one thing the video does show, though, and I said this right before we went to you, I don't think that people understand the reality of war. I don't think they understand what it's like to be in the Bravo company that you were in, to go through what you had to go through day after day and to be in that mindset. Do you think there's a disconnect between those who serve and those who have no idea what's going on, especially with the Middle East, especially with Iraq and Afghanistan? Do you think there is a big disconnect?
Yeah, and I mean, I think that this video has shown a lot of it, that yeah, I definitely agree with you there, that this video shows what war looks like, and if people are shocked by this particular video, there's a lot of things that I saw that are far more shocking than that. And with that said, that, yeah, these are regular occurrences. I think the nature of the dialogue that's come from this video to only focus on this one particular event is probably misguided, and if people have problems with what they're seeing, then I think it points to something much larger. And talking with a lot of soldiers and friends who are still in the military and some who are still in Iraq, and after hearing a lot of the conversation about the video and just how judgmental people have been towards it and not trying to make that effort to understand the situation that those soldiers are in, that I know a lot of them are feeling a large sense of betrayal, because you know, the majority of the country supported the war to begin with, and obviously we've learned a lot since then. But yeah, these soldiers are put in situations where they feel like they have to make different decisions just to survive. And you know, I think everybody has personal responsibility, but understanding the larger system that, you know, combined with the training that teaches you to shoot first and ask questions later, and tends to be dehumanizing. And, you know, I remember just simple day-to-day things of having battle cries like kill them all, let God sort them out. That mindset combined with the situation that soldiers are placed in, and doing things that they think are, that they're told are benefiting the country, and are being done in the name of people back here, I think definitely takes an effect. And yeah, soldiers feel like, you know, they're carrying out what their country expects. And then when they do that, to have people jump down their throat, I think, is not looking at the full responsibility that if we want to put our soldiers in these situations, we need to be more aware of what exactly that means.
Yeah, absolutely. What a note to end on. I completely agree. Hey, quickly, because we're out of time, Josh, if somebody wants to catch your blog, where is it?
That Contagious Love Experiment at WordPress.com.
All right.
Love Experiment at WordPress.com.
Excellent. Thanks, Josh, and good luck to you.